This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, we've caught you listening to the good stuff on the Good Day program. That's a good thing. Good things come to people who have good intentions and good ideas. Hopefully that means or includes lots and lots of you. I'm Doug Steffen here with Jay Kirshner on our overview of what's going on, things that matter to people, the issues of the day, stuff that I bring in the players, if you will. What you can expect here anytime is there's a good mix of conversation about things that are happening that you may not know anything about or not ever hear anything about before or after we talk about it. But there's a relationship. Ideas get started by having discussions here. I remember the discussion from last week about eating Christmas trees and whether that was a good idea.
Yes, making some gin with it or tea.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so feedback from listeners, which is important, social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show and Twitter, Good Day On Air. So sort of connected to the Christmas tree discussion, there was something, information pointed out that pretty much all across our country, the municipalities are choosing to upcycle trees. When they fall down, they die. Rather than chipping them up or burning them or dumping them into a landfill, which is a complete and utter waste. That should be outlawed, actually. Dumping trees into a landfill should be completely. I speak as a farmer now as much as I do anything else. The value of a tree that is dead, more the value of a tree that's alive is better, but dead trees and what people can use them for, whether it's crafting, whether it's actually burning them in their fireplace, whatever it is, it is criminal to see the number of trees that are put into a landfill. So, what do we have that's a solution for the problem? That's, you know, when you point out what a problem is, you should have some kind of a solution for it, right? So, what do? Well, there are the United States could be producing 8 billion board feet of urban-sourced lumber. 10% of the production the lumber industry uses, excuse me, I just took care of my problem with the apple cider vinegar, the lemon and honey and all that stuff, so excuse me while I clear my throat. Anyway, so there's an article from the Pew Charitable Trusts that looks into this problem, and they take one city, Harrisonburg, Virginia, as an example. They began, Jay, a wood utilization effort that saw a lot of these trees go into park benches, into planter boxes, into desks.
Which a planter box is very, like, isn't it full circle? Because then it's house other plants.
Yeah. So the U.S. Forest Service is on the job along with a lot of the state outfits that are reclaiming the reclamation effort, if you will, provided 65,000 board feet in Baltimore alone. And they've used it for pedestrian bridges, for the fishing piers there. If you go out to the western part of the country, arborists are focused on a lot of California cities, Arizona cities, trying to get ordinances on trees that are dying. You know, what do you use them for? But plant more trees, too. That's really one of the things. There are more trees. I remember this came up when Barack Obama was president. He was going to convert, or he wanted to convert, 50,000 acres of farmland into forest land until somebody pointed out, Mr. President, there are more trees alive now in America than ever in its history. And that is true. There are more trees in our country today than there were 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 300 years ago. And it's that seems counterintuitive, given the fact that so many people are complaining about farmland and other land being taken for developments. But apparently, the number of trees, because of this is a fabulous climate. This is a great place. America is a great place for growing trees. Why it is, I don't know, but that's the story. But I'm looking at this company in Seattle, Jay, that uses hardwoods. They run their sawmill for the processing of trees that they get through the Urban Wood Network, which is an industry that collaborates between cities and towns and arborists and sawmills and finished good producers. It is criminal to take a tree and put it in a landfill just because it's died and fell over. It is.
Yeah.
I've done so much harvesting on my farm and in the immediate area. We have probably 400 cords of wood waiting to either be used. I've got a sawmill. I'm going to saw it up and use it in our new development. Use it to fix the barns, anything that's on the property. Not everybody can do that, but you don't want to see it wasted and thrown. Yeah, we were talking earlier about recycling things.
Mm-hmm.
This should be number one on the recycle list, right? Think about it. Furniture.
It seems like it should be the easiest thing to recycle or upcycle.
Yeah, upcycling. Yep. All right, so that's something we lay onto people's consciousness. Thank you very much. Here's the latest from California. Not so much bright sunshine these days. Not so much a focus on beautiful beaches. The Golden State devastated as the extreme winds and heavy rainfall continue this week. 5 million people under flood watch. Storms have been one of the deadliest disasters in the history of the state. And yet, isn't it amazing that these moronic leaders refuse still to build the capture tanks so they can capture 80% of the rain goes out to the ocean? These people should be prosecuted for dereliction of duty. People in California, especially the farmers, are clamoring for water.
Mm-hmm.
And they were shutting the farmers off last year because they were using too much water. Hello. The number one industry in California is agriculture. Number one. Huge business. And they want to shut them off because their leadership is so bad. Whatever it is. And on the local front, there are a lot of local disaster funds that have been set up by GoFundMe pages. You probably have seen some of those. If you want to help Californians who are in need, it's not all Los Angeles and Los Angeles counties, boys and girls. California has inland.
Is just pretty much being getting hit with one thing or another.
Yeah. Well, and we think of California often as how fabulous it is in the southern part of the state. The weather is so great from sort of like Santa Barbara on down, or maybe even San Francisco down to San Diego, and all that. That's what we think of in terms of California. But inland, there are lots of problems. A lot of people that are homeless inland, as well as in these big cities. So there it is. So a solution to a problem, one hopes. Those of you who have had interest, I'm in my flying mode. Not that I'm going to be flying. Let me see. If I flap my arms together, my shoulders haven't healed yet, so I can't fly on my own. But I get into a plane and will on Friday to go to California for the weekend to be with my family, my children, my grandchildren. And as I look around at the landscape of what problems people have had pretty much since the beginning of the year, starting with Southwest and their ridiculous systems falling apart at their own behest, and then the other business with the FAA and the old, it's so out of date, their system for connecting with the planes. Now, here is a situation at JFK where two planes nearly ran into one another. The Delta plane taking off, air traffic control noticed another aircraft crossing the runway in front of it. Hello? So the 737, the Delta 737, stopped just before reaching the point where an American Airlines Boeing 777 crossed from a taxiway, from an adjacent taxiway. So it's neither the Delta plane's fault or the American plane's fault. It's the FAA's fault. Once again, what are we going to do? If you look at some of the live ATC video, the monitors that they have there for planes and flights and that sort of stuff in communication, it really, I can hear the captain saying, shh.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Well, the traffic controller, too, when they were saying, like, cancel the takeoff plans, because the Delta flight was, if you've ever been on a plane, you know how fast it is going.
180 miles an hour to take off.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they had to totally come to, like, a full halt.
Yep. Wow. Unga bunga. So you think about the safety things that are going on, and the fact that we've allowed politicians, this is squarely on the shoulder of these crooked politicians who, for whatever the reason, are allowed to steal the airline trust fund money, the Social Security trust fund money, the highway trust fund money, all of it gone. And that's why you have to keep paying more in taxes, because these people keep wanting to spend. You know, well, I had all that help from COVID. Well, who do you think pays for all of that at the end of the day? Here's one of the fellows that was on that Delta plane said quite, it was like a split second of panic that resulted in this audible reaction on the plane. I felt the adrenaline, and there was total quiet on the plane. And then there was relief when the plane came to a stop. The abrupt jerk of the plane, everybody was thrust forward from the waist, you know, the seatbelt just around your seat, not the rest of your body. So you could hear the brakes, he said, and then there was, it's something that you don't ever want to experience. I have experienced this sort of thing as not comfortable.
Well, it's like you don't know what's going on at the time. You just know you're supposed to be taking off, and all of a sudden the plane is doing other things and taking off.
Right, yep. And then there's the continuing info on that Nepal crash we talked about earlier in the week. Apparently, the co-pilot of the plane learned how to fly after her husband died in a plane crash in 26. Wow, 2006. Okay, that's the update there. It's 18 after the hour, folks.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples is everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
When you work in the kitchen, what you cook often ends up on your clothes. I used to add a little extra bargain detergent on all my stains. But then I realized, is it really a bargain if I have to use more? Now I use Tide Simply. One cap is all you need to deal with tough stains and odors. Best of all, it works on a line cook's budget too. And just like this line cook, Tide Simply gets the job done. Table 10 up!
Tide Simply. Tough on stains, easy on your wallet.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, National Tire and Battery, and other fine retailers. You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
So
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Makes us older, better, faster, stronger.
That don't kill me. Can only make me stronger.
God, turn that off. How can this guy make so much money making crap like that?
That's like one of his most popular songs.
It is
stellar for mixes.
Oh, my God. Oof. Kanye West. We're talking about Kanye West.
Get your cardio on. That's a good one.
I can get my cardio on very well without having to listen to that. But that's maybe a sign of the times. Maybe that's a sign of my age. Who knows? At any rate, Kanye and his legal team are trying to officially say that they have finished representing the likes of all of them.
Yeah.
They said, we're done.
They can't get a hold of him. The number they have for him has been disconnected or he's changed it, and they've looked for alternative means to reach out to him to let him know that, hey, we're no longer representing you in this lawsuit, and they can't. So they've filed with a judge, and if the judge grants the request, they are going to basically take out a couple of ads in highly publicized newspapers to let him know, like, we are no longer representing you.
How is it that things get this crazy
right?
with this guy? Yes, jeepers, creepers.
And on the one hand, you think, like, this is a bad look for that law firm because, come on, who does something like this? But at the same time, if they do need to let their client know or former client know that they are no longer representing them, they're cutting ties, and if they genuinely cannot get a hold of this person, my goodness.
This guy's unbelievable. All right, next up, how many people know who Gina Lola Brigida is or now was? She was one of those. She reminded me there were two or three different actresses who I'm trying to remember her name. The lady that was she was in a James Bond movie. She was married to Robert Wagner for a while after that. I can see her, but I can't remember her name. But she looked just like Gina Lola Brigida at the time of their stardom, if you will, big in the 50s and 60s. She was described often as the most beautiful woman in the world. A lot of the Italian, like Sophia Loren, the same sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
She was in The Hunchback of Notre Dame, for example. She was in movies with Humphrey Bogart, Frank Sinatra, Rock Hudson, Errol Flynn. And then she became a photographer. Did you see that in her CV?
Yeah, she had a pretty successful career in photojournalism.
Yeah. Right. Yep, she did.
Live a life.
This was after she got out. She knew all of these A-listers, so then she began to take pictures of them.
Well, she was one of the most sought-after A-listers, A-list actors in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah, right.
And Marilyn Monroe, Sophia Loren, Elizabeth Taylor. And this is just like, she was so, who was it? Who was the one, Howard Hughes?
Yeah.
Who proposed to her multiple times. And she was like, no, thank you.
No, thanks. I can live well without you, pal. The culture minister in Italy wrote, "Farewell to a diva of the silver screen, protagonist of more than half a century of Italian cinema. Her charm will remain eternal." She also got involved in politics, I think, local politics in Italy. He was called Lola. And I'm trying to remember the song, Barry Manilow.
Lola.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And she had really a very colorful life. It's interesting how being a sexpot can open the door for lots of things.
Yeah.
Right?
And apparently she had been in the hospital being treated for something for some time, though the what has not yet been released.
Well, lots of people remember seeing her back in the days in the 60s when women would parade around with a brassiere that looked like a top and these, you know, these sort of fancy bottoms that they would wear on the beach and stuff. It's a look. You probably have seen it. You don't wear them. I don't think they're around now. But anyway, she was
like
the
homecoming dresses now.
Yeah. In a manner of speaking. All right. So that's the update on Gina Lola Brigida here at 28 after the hour.
Are you dipping into savings to pay the bills? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Many Americans did squirrel away that relief money Uncle Sam sent during the pandemic while we weren't spending on this and that as we quarantined. Still, hitting the piggy bank for day-to-day expenses is scary and fundamentally unsustainable. Notable exception? Your credit card balance. It's double-digit debt, and your bank is paying, what, 1% interest on your savings? Slay that plastic and pay cash for what you need by making smart trade-offs about what you want. Example, Yahoo Sports estimates it costs $253 for a family of four to go to a Major League Baseball game unless they go after an early dinner at home. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question: did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at covidpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than five employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayment.com. That's right. Up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions. And then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have five or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A magnitude 6.1 and 7.0 earthquake rocked eastern Indonesia and the southern Philippines on Wednesday. At this time, there is no tsunami warning and no injuries were reported. The U.S. Geological Survey said the quakes occurred 94 miles northwest of Tobelo. That's between Australia and the Philippines. The U.S. economy continues to take a toll. Microsoft is planning to announce more layoffs as soon as this morning. Microsoft had more than one round of layoffs, but didn't announce how many positions it cut. The company announced the cuts that started in July affected less than 1% of the company's total workforce of roughly 200,000 people. Roughly 100 Ukrainian troops began Patriot missile training in Oklahoma on Tuesday. This after the military began expanding combat training of Ukrainian forces in Germany on Sunday. Roughly 500 soldiers are at that location. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Once in a while. And this is such a time-sensitive business.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that we have to be on time
every day, every hour, every minute. We have to be focused on getting people, because there's a routine. If this is being used, some stations use this as a morning program. Sometimes it's a pre-morning drive show. Sometimes it's a late morning program. But if you're listening during what is morning drive, people have a routine, right? And it's down, many people have it down to the minute to the second. Right, when you get up in the morning, do you have a routine that you have to follow and you're used to sliding in to your position, put the headsets on, and start talking? It's sometimes is
I did
daunting.
Think so when I was younger, and it was more along the lines of, like, over the weekends, depending on what TV show was on, I knew that I ate breakfast during one show, and then when the next show was on, I was eating lunch. And it was kind of like I knew the time of day based on what was going on around me rather than looking at the clock.
Yep, got it. Okay, the Good Day program, the focus on good news, debut of a Moroccan-born test for breast cancer. Also now the announcement includes leukemia, Jay. This is an achievement. It's the first domestic cancer test. Could reduce cost and wait times for those who are using these diagnostic kits. They're kind of like COVID in a manner of speaking. The COVID kits, right? The tests being used in Europe now.
Well, a lot of times these are imported from Europe and North America, and then that requires additional time and money.
Testing.
And certain poor, like some of the poorer countries may not have those resources.
Right. Yeah. Well, this is something that now is available, apparently. The Moroccan Foundation for Advanced Science, Innovation, and Research developed these tests. Very unusual that they would come from a place like Morocco. Not that Morocco is a bad place. It just isn't where you would think that someone would be working on developing a test for breast cancer or other types of cancers. Just doesn't seem like when you think of that kind of research, you think of Boston, you think of New York, you think of maybe the Mayo Clinic, Cleveland Clinic, right? Places like that that are doing research. Even Ken Kronhaus, who's our cardiologist and contributed to Good Day Health, he's a researcher, does a lot of research on circulation, that sort of thing. But not, you just don't think about it. I don't know why we don't think about it. I think you think about Africa. Basically, when you think about Africa, you think about backward, right? Let's be honest. You don't think about anything going on in Rwanda or the Ivory Coast or Senegal or Tunisia as being, there's a lot of corruption. The governments there are really bad. There's a lot of distress there. People don't have any money. They don't have health care. They have nothing. They have homes. They just live. Exist. Maybe there's a difference. You know, there is a difference, really. When you think about living in your life and then those people who just exist versus living and you wonder why would God put them here?
Mm-hmm. Living,
right?
Just thriving. Well, but also there's something to say about the societal norms, but also mentality. I have friends who have gone on different mission trips to various locations, and they have said that the people who had the least always seemed to be the happiest. And those were the areas and the communities that they had the most fun visiting and getting to be a part of. Mm-hmm. And the ones who had were still in poverty but had a little bit more, they had to worry about their own items getting stolen because it was like they didn't have a lot, but they at least had enough to know what they were missing.
Yeah.
And it seemed like those were the ones that were actually worse off than the people who actually had less.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. You can find that represented in lots of different ways in lots of different places. Speaking of a lot of different places, update on what's going on in Ukraine with the Russian warriors, if you want to call them that. They, yesterday and this week, actually since the weekend, have been striking various cities. You probably saw the video of the apartment house that was destroyed, and 40-some-odd people were killed, innocent civilians murdered by the Russian missiles. The fact that there is this, the response, there are a lot of questions about what we're doing to help the Ukrainians. But when you see stuff like that, those concerns go out the window. And you think all you want to do is blow the hell out of the Russians. when they're so guilty of these gross, extreme, warlike tactics. It doesn't seem in 2023 that this should be something that goes on or should be allowed. And yet, look
yet
at what happens.
Totally going on, yeah.
Yep, every day, a different update. All right, let's see what's going on in Iran, as long as they're talking about unpleasant places. The Iranians are now, the government is planning penalties more severe for women who break the hijab rule. That ain't pronounced hijab, it's hijab, right? I don't know if I ever. Hijab, right. There were 50 women who were abducted in the northern region of Iran. There have been a lot of killings going on. The world of Islam, the frustration here with religion bubbles to the top with me frequently when I'm talking about these things, because there's nothing anywhere in any of these, in these books, the Quran, the Bible, you know, you can say, well, eye for an eye and stuff. Nah, I don't buy, this is a human interpretation, and maybe we're just frustrating ourselves by being upset about it because, you know, there's not much it doesn't seem to change, right? Man's inhumanity to man continues. So why do we even talk about it? What's to be gained by talking about, other than, those damn Iranians?
Knowledge of it happening.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, right, exactly. But then at the end of the day, what good does it do us?
Mm-hmm.
What am I doing? How am I helping you by talking about, you know, some of this stuff that's going on? You know, it's in the name of, I suppose, I was watching News Nation last night for a few minutes, and the focus was on this fellow here in Massachusetts who obviously killed his wife. They found hatchets and saws and blood in his car, and she was planning to leave him. So it's a real drama. But how is your life made better by them spending an hour? And this, I'm not criticizing News Nation. I'm just saying, because there's obviously a market for it. But why do you want to watch that stuff? Why do you want me to talk about that stuff?
Well, and that's one of the things. There are so many different news outlets out there. There's so, information is more easily accessible than it was once upon a time.
Overload.
So maybe it's one of those things that if people want to go find it, then go find it elsewhere. Let's have happier things. Let's focus on good news.
Yeah, well, but if we do that.
It's so hard when it is there.
I know, but
it's somewhat of a disservice, too.
Well, yeah, exactly. I've stayed away from the COVID stuff because I find it nauseates me to see all the attention and the way the world was turned upside down for something that I think, first of all, we all know the Chinese started this, and now they're getting their comeuppance. 45,000 people died of COVID in China yesterday, as a matter of fact. But you look at the surges now, we're back to the news media talking about, oh, look at the hospitals overflowing with hundreds of thousands of people, and how many are dying. That was back in the worst days of COVID. So the idea that the news media would have you be afraid by combining all of the various flus, look out for this and look out for that. Well, the surge that was predicted has not materialized. Maybe we talk to Jack Stockwell about this, who'll be with us in a few minutes on most of these stations. The hospitalizations are going up, but not like the news media suggested. The data suggests, as a matter of fact, that the bump, there's a little bit of a bump. You can look at the graphs and stuff and see a little bit of a bump because of the time of year, a COVID bump. But there's a flu bump as well. There's a cold bump as well. So why in the name of heaven are we getting ourselves all worked up again about COVID? Cut it out. Stop it. It's not going to, if you're going to die, you're going to die of the flu or something like it because you have a lousy immune system. Or maybe you're just old. Whatever's going on, it's not worth all of this hoopla.
Well, there is a little bit of timidness in it because it is so unknown still. Like the flu, every time I get the flu, it's the same. There's no guessing game. Every time I've had COVID, it has been a completely different experience.
You mean what it is? What's got you this time around? Is that what you're saying?
How do you mean?
What got you, what made you ill this time around? Was it COVID? You don't know. You're not sure. You always can tell you have the flu.
Oh, this most recent time when I was out?
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
I have chronic illness, and they all flared at once, and that sucked. But it wasn't COVID or anything.
But at least you can chuckle about it because you know. The problem is a lot of ignorance. You know what it is.
Yeah, and that's why, I'm first to admit, when COVID first hit the scene, I was terrified of it because of the unknown. I had no idea what it was going to do to my loved ones. I had no idea what it was going to do to me. And now it's like I've found not comfort in the unknown, but I've accepted the unknown.
Yeah.
Some of the healthiest people I know ended up in the hospital. Some of the people who you would think got COVID and might not survive it, they were like, oh, it was the worst sinus infection I ever had. Yeah. Myself, I had COVID a couple times, and they were two completely different experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Even from just getting the shots, each vaccine I've had or boosted, it's been a completely different experience. It's like there's really no rhyme or reason.
Well, it's interesting to note, to follow up on that, what's going on in China. The population has begun to shrink because of COVID. Now they at least are admitting that the number of people that live there is going down instead of up. Interesting to that point that India in the next couple of years will become the most populous country on the planet. And how they feed themselves, how they clothe themselves, how they exist, the poverty in that country, and the fact that there are 7, 8, 9 babies coming out of one single family. It's an explosion. And what the government over there is doing or not doing is an amazing... They're not going to be able to control what goes on there at all under any circumstances because there's just too many people. We have that problem here, and we don't have the same exploding population, but we have too many people to control. 48 after the hour.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in store or online with 1-hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. Dog, rest ye merry Doberman, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's beggin'!
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, National Tire and Battery, and other fine retailers. Can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Happy to have back on the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. Calitrin, you have to be deaf, dumb, and blind not to have known about Calitrin. Been on this program for, I think, 7 years. Have we been, Elizabeth, associated with Calitrin?
I think so.
For 7 years, talking about the health benefits, no side effects, that sort of thing. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success? What is it for the, you can see a lot of these real people and their experiences on the website, toploss.com. How does this happen?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping those your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. So when you're young, you've got a lot of collagen protein, you've got a lot of lean muscle tissue, your metabolism is higher. At the age of, it's really close to 30, you start losing 1 to 2% of collagen a year. So by the time you're 50, you're working on 20% or more or less collagen. So your metabolism starts to decline, your hair, skin, and nails start to get, you know, thinner, weaker, your digestive system starts to deteriorate a little bit more. I know it sounds awful, doesn't it? Aging is so fun. But whenever you replenish your body with that collagen protein, and that's the number one ingredient in Calitrin, your body not only uses it to repair and rebuild, but it also stimulates more collagen production, too. So it's a really awesome thing when you give your body back what it needs. So at the 90-day mark is where our huge success rate is. Now, most people are seeing inch loss and pound loss within the first 4 to 6 weeks of taking the product. It really takes around the one-month mark for most people to get it into their system, start noticing their clothes are fitting better, inch loss. But really, after that, you're going to start noticing the weight loss. 1 to 2 pounds a week is a healthy weight loss goal. That's where you can maintain it and even keep it off after the product. So a lot of people, you see these reviews on our website, they say they've lost 10, 20 pounds. They've been on it for a little while. They've been on it for a few months. We've got, you know, some people who've lost over 100 pounds with it. I know one guy that he's lost 135 pounds with it. He's been taking it for 2 years. It's taken him 2 years to take that off. But he also has maintained it and kept it off since then. So it took him that long to take it off, and now he uses it for maintenance. He takes it, you know, if he starts seeing the scale go up, and that's the way that I do it too. I lost 40 pounds with it, back after I had my baby. So I guess that was probably about 5 or 6 years ago. I got on it, I lost 40 pounds, and now I just use it for maintenance. Because that's a big question we get to, is do you have to stay on it forever? You know, do I have to buy this forever? No, you don't. This is, you take it, you rebuild the lean collagen, you rebuild that muscle, and then you can stop taking it. Now, of course, you're going to become depleted again over time, and it's not a bad idea to supplement with that. So you don't have to stay on it for the weight loss. Now, we do have some people who love it for the side benefits. It's great for joint pain. Suzanne here in the office, I know y'all talked to her before. She takes it for arthritis. She says it's the best thing she's ever had for arthritis. I hear that all the time with customers. So it's great for joint pain. It's great for digestion, acid reflux. It's great for hair, skin, and nails. It's great for sleep. If you take it at bedtime, which we do recommend taking it at bedtime, when your body breaks down that collagen protein, it helps you sleep more soundly too. So we have customers tell us all the time, I'm dreaming again. I even had one that's like, I'm having nightmares. I'm like, oh my gosh. You know, you're getting to that dream stage cycle that you probably weren't getting before, that deep restorative sleep. So you're able to dream again.
The product is well described. I like your website, frankly. If you go to toploss.com, you'll see all of the things, how the ingredients work synergistically with your body, the natural nature of the ingredients, that sort of thing. It's all there to help you improve your energy level, burn the fat, resulting in weight loss. But I am, as you just suggested, somebody who stays on it all the time. So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals for people when they go to toploss.com?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. You know, we always want everyone to get started with that 90-day supply, because that is where our huge success rate is. You want to give it time to work. You're probably not going to see just a whole lot with a one-month supply. But like I said, that 90-day supply discounted on there also includes some free bottles. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code DJ, or actually, I think it's Doug. It's Doug, D-O-U-G. For free shipping on all orders of Calgen on there. That's at toploss.com.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller here from Calgen to help underscore how helpful they can be in your weight loss efforts and healthcare efforts.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.